Hi folks, and welcome to the first Scouts NI podcast. I'm Michael Morrison, I'm a leader in First Monkstown. With me today we've got...
My name is Michael Croft, I'm a member of staff here at Scouts NI, and I'm also a leader at 51st Belfast.
And my name is Vicky Flanagan, and I'm the Programme and Development Manager here at Scouts NI.
Okay folks, this is awesome having the podcast, but what's the crack and what's the plan with it?
So we just want to meet with some like-minded people and discuss all things Scouts. Have a think about a few topics that are relevant to our young people and give some advice and tips and discuss together, and really just to bring Scouts to the masses.
We're also going to be looking at getting it out in different social media, maybe the odd YouTube clip, looking to get out in Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, the odd TikTok, because that's what young kids are into nowadays, and you down with the kids, TikTok. Never used it for myself. I do class myself as young, but not that young to use TikTok. But yeah, that's how we aim to get it out. Hopefully going to be doing 2 a month, and hopefully at the end of the year have a special Christmas sort of episode, which will be good fun to do.
Oh, that's really cool. Really exciting, folks. So this first episode, what's the plan for it? What are we talking about?
So we're talking camping today. Camping is in the blood of every Scout. So we thought that it was a good one to start on. Everybody has a camping experience, and we thought we'd come together and tell some stories.
So in terms of stories, I've got two. I'll only give one at the minute, and I'll tell the other one later. So when I was in Kandersteg in 2014 at the International Scout Centre, we were there in July for a few days. Rained the whole time. It was the worst weather you could possibly think of to be in the Swiss Alps. But one of the nights we were there was, it was there during the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. So, you know, big football fans, all of us. I'm a massive football fan. And we thought, sure, we'll go down and watch the semi-final between Brazil and Germany. So we thought, oh, we'll watch it in the chalet for a bit. Wi-Fi ended up being atrocious, so we thought, we'll go down to a local bar just down the road from us. We're like, we'll go down there. We'll just that sort of atmosphere. So we arrived down, and literally by the time we got down, 0-0, I think at that time, we arrived down to the bar. By the time we sat down, it was like 4-0 to Germany.
Oh,
like it was.
Score.
We were mortified, not mortified, but we were just like, what's going on?
Who were they playing?
Brazil. Germany-Brazil. Like, Germany were winning 7-0.
So we're watching Germany versus Brazil in Switzerland, and you're a bunch of guys from Northern Ireland.
Yeah, and because in our camp, there's a thing called Pinkies, which all the volunteers come from all over the world. Quite a few Brazilians were there. Quite a few looked like they may have been crying at some point during the match. Like, one of them looked very sad. And it's one of those things where we just were like, what's going on? We weren't even going to go down to it, and we thought, oh, we'll just go down. And one of those experiences that, you know, you'll just never have again, especially being in the middle of, you know, the Swiss Alps watching a football match. You can't really say you can do that every day.
Pretty surreal.
It was, yeah. And then Germany won, which, and we arrived to win the day of the final and got to eat Chinese food. So all in all, I had a good time. But
not a bad couple of days.
No, not a bad couple of days at all, just apart from the weather. What can you do about that?
Oh, well, I mean, I'd rather be stuck in that sort of weather in Switzerland than stuck in the Northern Ireland weather.
100%, 100%.
Yeah. Well, I have a story linking kind of the weather. Well, not really, but we'll go with it. So I only have one camping story, because I've only ever...
One camping story? One camping experience, Vicky?
If even.
Well, not even. So my camping story, I went with a few girls from Brigade.
What's Brigade?
I think it's Girls Brigade.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
So we wanted to be like the boys, and they were all doing the Duke of Ed. So we asked our leader if we could go for a walk in the hills and camp. So we got took to Tullymore.
Good spot.
Yeah.
And so the leader's husband had been down the night before to set up the tent.
Strike one.
So you didn't even set up the tent, yeah.
Nope.
One, yeah.
So we arrived down to the tent set up, and then we went for a walk. It was absolutely freezing. We walked, I would say, thinking back, it seems like we maybe walked about 37 miles. I think it might have.
Halfway up Donard and back.
Yeah.
I think it might have only been about six. But
minutes
we came back.
Or...
We were so wrecked. They kept like trying to haul us up when none of us were in any way fit for it. Got back. It was at about 6 o'clock. We got a little trangia out.
Oh, we know what a trangia is.
And a little saucepan and a tin of Marks and Spencer's chicken curry.
Oh, wow. Oh, all out. Oh, wow.
Well, I tell you.
All out.
And made a curry, and then decided to go to bed at like 7 o'clock because we were so wrecked from walking and all our camping banter.
Hardcore ones over here.
Definitely.
So got into bed. It was absolutely freezing because it was one of those tents. It was like a green tent and the sides don't actually, it doesn't have a base that's attached to it.
An Icelandic? Is that with big wooden poles?
I can't remember if they were wooden or metal, but it was like a big old-fashioned tent thing.
Okay. And a couple of groups still out there use them.
We were absolutely freezing, so we decided at about 9 o'clock when we needed the toilet to just stay in the toilet block all night in Tullymore. So,
so you didn't really camp because camping is sort of intense.
Not in toilets.
No, we slept in a toilet block.
We came with a tea at least.
Oh yeah, you're part of the way there.
Yeah, one letter.
Yeah, and then we had sausages the next morning for breakfast.
Oh,
what type? That's good.
Pork, I think. And I think our leader cooked them for
any
us.
Egg, French toast?
No, just a sausage. See,
eggy bread, you
see,
mean?
See, any camp bread that we have, 51st, we used to always come to Arden Valley, and when the old warden used to be here, Sean, he used to actually come out of his house to come with us because he knew 51st, French toast and bacon, without fail.
No, I think we had a always sausage and a piece of bread.
And it's just one piece of bread?
I think
not
so.
Not even toasted?
We didn't have a campfire. Or
strike
anything.
Two.
We literally
stayed in the tent, or
stayed in the
toilets.
Tent for about 2 hours and slept all strike night three. In the toilets.
Oh no.
Oh dear.
Oh no.
Oh dear, oh dear.
I'm a true scout.
Well, we'll get you there. We'll get you there.
I'm lost for words.
There was high hopes, but
I don't know if the word high
it
is.
It started
there
well
hopes
with Tullymore.
Yeah.
Then it
yeah,
went
it
downhill very,
and
very
and we had
tranches quickly.
And all, and we were hiking, and we were, yeah, you sort of lost us though with the toilets.
Yeah. It was warmer than the tent though.
Well, that's
that's fair enough then, I suppose.
I say it's a failure to prepare, you know. Good
yeah.
sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Thermals.
Give me, Michael, any good stories?
Couple, from the different years. I suppose one of the big ones, I don't wanna obviously I'll change some of the names
of
and
course,
some of the,
yeah.
the stuff that was going on to protect different identities.
Flip.
But
it's
well,
a good story.
Oh no, it was good crack. We can laugh at it now. Going over to a jamboree over in England, over in Essex, and a load of groups from Northern Ireland were going over. So we all decided to get together, and vans were being taken over to deliver the goods over to the campsite. So happy days. It meant the likes of us, the leaders, that weren't doing that. All we had to do was get the kids down to the airport, fly over, drop down, bus up from the airport to the campsite. Everything would arrive. Everything would be amazing. Pack it all down at the end of the camp. Send it all back. Pick it up from your hall. Fan dabby dozy.
That's like my camping. You had somebody to set up your tent, did you?
No, we didn't. So
oh, yeah,
it was just they were
like
just
yours.
Getting it over there. So it just meant all
right.
We were worrying about was getting the kids over on the plane. That was the plan. Plan did not go to plan.
The plans never go to plan.
Plans never
scouting.
Go to plan.
No.
And there's probably quite a few members of Scouts and I and whatnot have heard this story over the years and it changes and whatnot. But the sort of the easy version is whenever we were going to get the vans to take the stuff over, we were promised one big van and instead got two little vans.
Oh no.
Which meant that some of the equipment got left here in Northern Ireland.
Right.
It's okay.
Did the two
fine.
Smaller vans not make a bigger van
no,
than what you were getting?
No. Not at all. No.
Tiny?
Tiny. So anyway, myself and the other leaders that were taking some of the kids over, we got over to the campsite. That was all good. We're hanging about waiting for the equipment to be dropped. The leaders that were driving the vans, they had an absolute nightmare coming down through traffic and through all these different bits and pieces and all the hardships they have. That's a story for another time. Anyway, they get down to the site and they're with us and they sort of come up and they're like, look, guys, not all the equipment made it over. Probably should have explained, we don't know about the vans and that we're not getting all the equipment at this point until we land at the site. And they sort of say, you know, we'll bring your gear over and we'll see what you've got. So we're starting to get the stuff put together. We've got our tents, we've got all the kids' equipment, we've got our cooking equipment, but we're missing something. What do you think it could be?
Hopefully it's not kids.
No. Oh, no, we brought the kids over.
Oh, right, so you didn't lose them.
So, okay, yeah.
So we've our tents, we have our event shelter, we have the kids' equipment, our equipment, we've cooking equipment.
Food.
Oh, no.
So we've landed over with no food.
So was your food back in Monkstown?
Yeah, well, in Northern Ireland,
it was
anyway.
Somewhere.
It was somewhere. It was in Northern Ireland. So at this point, myself and John Campbell, he's the other leader, was with us. sort of get a wee bit despaired, and we're like, uh-oh, what are we going to do? We have these kids with no food, and yeah, we're not feeling great. But the news of our hardship gets around the campsite pretty quickly, and it's amazing. It's amazing. You know, there was this Irish scout group up around the corner, and they said, come on up here and we'll get this fed. So we go up and we get a big, massive bowl of Irish stew.
Lovely.
Fresh made wheaten bread that they'd made at the campsite. Everything going. It was absolutely fantastic. Then we come back down to our own wee site, and you know, we're getting kids settled down and whatnot. Anyway, next thing you know, this girl guide group comes up to us, and they have this big tray of buns, and they're like, oh, we heard
Guides to the Rescue.
Guides to the Rescue, as yeah. Always. So they're, the better half of scouting. They sort of came up and they were like, we heard about what was going on with yous, and, you know, we have all these here buns and whatnot. So they brought them up to us, and this was fantastic. Anyway, the next morning, there's John's out and about doing things about the campsite, getting ready before everyone wakes up. And this wee scout comes up to him, hands him a box of cereal, and says, oh, our group heard that you said no food.
Oh,
so here so we had a box of cereal to give the kids next morning. Sam, we then clock on this. We're not on the too bad a thing here.
Not at all.
We're getting fed. We've no cooking to do. We're probably eating better than what we would have.
And no dishes.
No dishes. Absolutely fantastic. So, we played on that a little bit. Again, that same night, up comes the girl guides again. This time they brought tea and coffee and they sat down and had a chat with us. More buns. We were loving life. So that was a bit of a nightmare, because you're going from this point of, oh my goodness, no food, what are we going to do, to suddenly the story of this little group from Northern Ireland gets around 10,000 odd scouts, and we're well fed and well looked after. And I suppose there's a couple of things I think about there with that, you know, about how the scouting helped all each other and all, but also how scout leaders can be a wee bit forgetful and not the best at times, and things sort of hit you, you know. But that was one experience.
It sounds like you vet better then than if you had brought your own food.
110%. 100. Best mishap that ever could have happened. I'll tell you that much.
Great, though, that they all rallied round.
Yeah.
And support.
Yeah, and I think that's really cool. That's a cool thing about scouting, you know. You've got that support network, even though we had no idea who any of these other groups were. They heard what was happening to us and all jumped and rallied to the cause, you know. And I think the nice thing was the kids never really fully understood what sort of hole we were really in.
They were,
you know,
like, oh, don't have a food tonight. Oh, some other group's giving it to us.
Oh, we're getting to go up and meet with these Irish ones to get some. This is really nice. This is really cool. Is this what happens at jamborees?
Not all
the time.
Did any of the kids get told?
If they're listening to this now,
yes,
I think this will be the first time most of them will have heard. But that's just the way it goes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. What about you, Michael, anymore?
One more. So, we were on, it must have been my Duke of Ed bronze. It must have been 15, 16 at the time. I think it was around that. In the mornings.
A couple of months ago.
Only a couple of months ago, yeah. Just one or two. And we were, first day of it, really nice weather the whole day. And at one point we're getting the top of, I don't even remember, we're going towards Hurst Gap, this camp around there. And just getting there, started to bucket down. We said to one of our...
Your camping stories always revolve around rain.
Yeah,
I'm not camping with you.
That's fair. I don't blame you, to be honest. We had one of our scouts, well, we were exploring at the time, Charlie had, we all, you know, a tent each, the six of us, three in a tent.
I think I'll say it's Charlie's fault right away. He's being singled out here, whatever's going to happen.
Charlie's not involved anymore, it's Charlie's fault, I can say that.
Was he not involved because of this incident?
Was he put out?
No, he wasn't, he just didn't come back. We said, okay, let's get an outer out, keep ourselves dry from this rain, because we're like, we don't want to be going back to the campsite absolutely soaked. So we'll get out under the outer. Yeah, we
my
saw
camping
the
knowledge,
idea.
You know.
Like, exactly.
You know what an outer is?
No.
Okay. Oh, well, there we go.
Yeah, no knowledge.
Weather, waterproofs?
Yeah, I suppose, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Like waterproofs for your tent.
Yeah.
It's like the roof of your tent.
Yeah.
If you like.
That's how I put it. So yeah, got that all underneath it for about 5-10 minutes as well. The rain eased off. So, of course, you know, what happens after it rains? What do we see in the sky?
A rainbow.
Exactly. Seen a rainbow and... Charlie, I'll give him a phone out, take a photograph of it.
Is there a pot of gold?
Doing it for the gram.
Not that we could see. I don't know if Instagram was around back then.
Oh, surely Instagram.
You 10 were 15. Years ago. More than 10, Michael. Tell the truth.
11, maybe. Around that. So he's taking a few photographs. If you were like, oh, the rainbow, let's take photographs. Started to head back to our camping. Got to the campsite. Three of us, me, two of the guys, Mac and Andrew, got our tent put up. And the other three were like, where's our outer gone? We're like, did you put it back in the bag? No.
Was it sacrificed for a good photograph?
It was. It left? So it was only about a 5-10 minute walk. So the guy, Mac, literally sprinted over as the other three just stood there twiddling or something, looking at each other.
Oh, so they went back for it?
Oh, no, they didn't go back. Oh, one of the guys in our group went back. Like, all in one group, but like, we're in one tent, there another.
And he isn't outer back. Important?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, if you want to be dry, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
thankfully, it didn't rain overnight, but we're like, that's not the point. But they just point blank forgot about it.
So a tent's not actually waterproof?
No.
The outer is a part of the tent, which would then be outerproof.
But the inner, which is like the main...
Every day is a school day?
Yeah. Every day is a scout day. Oh. Yeah. I like that one. So he sprinted back, got this tent, and the other three just stood there looking at each other. Didn't have a clue what was going on. The next morning, it didn't help that when we were like, we're having breakfast, can we have some of yours? And we're like, no, it's our breakfast.
Did they not bring food either?
Oh, they did. Just didn't know how to cook it. They didn't know what was going on.
Didn't know how to, didn't want to.
No, they didn't know how to. Oh,
so they left an outer and they didn't cook.
So, well, they got the outer back because the guy Max sprinted back. Our leader, Johnny, was not impressed. He was like, what's going on? We're like, blame them. So we did. I passed my drink of Ebron's. Don't know about them.
Did they pass?
Well, I think so. Couldn't tell you that, but yeah. It was a fun experience. We'll go with that.
Whenever I hear stories, though, like both of your stories, not so much yours, Michael, because yours was more based around food, but I mean,
they were all based around food at one point or another.
Food and rain.
Miss M&S over here.
I don't really know camping. Like, you're talking about outers and all this stuff I haven't a clue about. I feel a bit like we need to kind of...
Left out? Yeah. Uneducated? Oh, well. We have cubs that probably know a wee bit more than you.
Maybe.
Squirrels probably know more than I do.
There's probably, you know, actually, there's probably a lot in there that we could be learning, that we could be looking at. What sort of experiences do you have? Have you ever... You've only been camping once.
Yep, if you call it camping.
Have you ever done archery?
Yes, once in Ard na Banann.
Oh, have you ever been bouldering?
Yes, with Ard na Banann.
Oh, wow.
What about the likes of rock climbing on a wall?
A wall in the mountains or a wall that's built into somewhere?
Like down at Crawford's Burn the Tower.
Yeah.
I went up 3 or 4 steps at my nephew's birthday party many years ago.
That's a no.
That's a no.
It's like the sort of thing you get in one of those kids' playgrounds.
It goes about 10.
Well, it was a climbing club. He's a member of that, but I didn't go too far.
Your nephew?
Yeah.
Okay. How old is your nephew?
He's 9. Okay. And his sister is 10, and she's a part of the climbing club too.
Oh, okay.
Do they want to join Scouts?
They have a lot on with their climbing club.
That's a no, then.
Especially if Vicky's your example of what Scouts get up to. We're going to have to get you whipped into shape. We're going to have to get you out there and doing stuff. What about canoeing?
Yes, with Ard na Banann.
Everything's happened in Ard na Banann, then.
So what have you done in Ard na Banann? We'll go with that, then.
So I did a mountain hike with Ard na Banann during like just a one-day thing. I've bouldered, rock climbed, and abseiled in a quarry.
That's actually quite impressive, actually. Good,
yeah.
And then archery. What else did we do at Ard na Banann? Canoeing. And I think we normally do the same stuff, actually. But that's over the space of maybe 4 or 5 youth weekends.
You're still a decent amount.
It's not bad.
I've never kayaked.
Kayaked? Okay. Well, you've canoed, so you've been on the water. Yeah. That's the main thing.
Have you ever built a fire before from scratch?
Does one in my log burner count?
No.
Then
so you've never been to a real like scouts campfire?
No.
Oh, that you're missing out there.
Yeah.
I've never had a campfire. I've never, apart from the M&S curry on the transit, cooked outdoors.
I don't know if you even call that cooking outdoors.
No,
to be
I don't
honest.
Think you could. Unless you reheating a curry. Like,
unless you count a barbecue in the back garden.
No.
Then no. I have, funnily enough, I have bivvied.
Right.
Wow.
On a mattress outside a residential centre.
Oh, right. Oh, was
for 2 hours.
Lay on a mattress for 2 hours.
Like, what time of day is this? Like, you know, like
12? Oh, no, it was dark because there were stars.
Okay.
Right, okay. That could be 5 o'clock during the winter, like, you know what I mean? Northern Ireland.
I think it was about 9 o'clock.
Okay.
In the morning? Because again, could be like during the winter.
We're not going to give that to you, though, saying you've been for 2 hours.
No, that's the sort of thing you would go, that's the sort of thing you could be watching in one of them outside cinemas.
Yeah. What other outdoor activities do you do on a camping trip?
Well, it really depends. You can do tomahawk throwing, which is quite big, or as a lot of us prefer to call it, axe chucking, because we're from Northern Ireland. a good never. Bit of axe chipping.
Never ever held an axe.
Yeah.
Really?
Never even held an axe. So you've never well, you've never had a campfire, so you've never had a need to split wood.
No.
No. Okay. I've never cut any wood before.
You've never whittled?
I don't even know what that is.
Well.
Whittled?
To be fair, well, no. I've never even whittled before.
Oh, you have bound you at some point.
I don't know if
just,
I have.
Just with has a knife everyone... and a bit of wood and you just sort of sit.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Every
yes,
scout has to do that. Whenever you get your first pen knife.
I was never allowed one.
I'd still be asking, giving you one now.
At the age of 26, I was never, even when I turned 18, I was like, nah, you're not allowed one, too dangerous.
Yeah, you are not it.
Well, sure, how much your parents trusted me, didn't it?
It's not bad tools, bad owners.
That's it.
I wouldn't trust myself with one, to be honest, not going to lie.
What would you like to do?
I would like to camp in, I'm going to say the wilderness, but
in a
like,
tent this time?
In a tent.
For more than 2 hours?
In the Mourns, or okay. somewhere similar, like that kind of an atmosphere, not like a campsite in Tullymoor beside the toilet block. Like, I want a proper camp, like wild camping.
See, well, okay, so you're talking about what would be like wild camping type things, like out in the field, out in the forest or whatever. I would say if you were cold and you were upset and it was bad experience whenever you were in Tullymoor.
I blame the tent and the fact that I slept in pyjamas.
A workman never blames the tools.
Yeah.
I didn't have a decent sleeping bag. I've never owned a pair of waterproofs.
But you see, this I'm going to go and say that sounds like a you issue and a you problem. Yeah. It wasn't the camping experience. It was you.
Oh no,
you.
It was 100% me.
Yeah, it was poor preparation.
I think if I was prepared, prior preparation prevents poor performance.
Oh, you know what the scout motto is?
You do know what the scout motto is.
Oh no.
It's like it's two words, Vicky.
Oh, no.
Be prepared.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thanks for mouthing that over to him, Michael.
No, he didn't. I just remembered.
I like there.
No, I think I would like to. I do have a tent. I have a 4-man tent in the house. And I have a sleeping bag liner and a sleeping bag.
Better than nothing.
I've never used them.
Oh, okay. Oh. Maybe not.
And how long have you owned them?
I bought them in a mad Tesco rush once, probably about 2009.
Ooh, and it's 2021 now.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Luckily, they don't expire. You know.
It's a red tent.
Unfortunately, it doesn't make any difference at all. The colour does not make any difference.
So, how long have you been in Scouts now, Vicky?
I've been in Scouts. I'm counting with my fingers, for those of you who aren't looking at me. 4 months.
4 months. Hold on, 4 of those months were during the only time we've been able to get camping, and you never got out at all. Didn't go down to any groups, didn't go down. And
I helped your group put up a tent.
Oh, yeah, you helped us put up our mess tent. That's right.
And weekend camping, myself and Michael Booth camping different groups. I never came near.
You never came near us. You knew we were both here.
Like, I wouldn't want to go near us, to be honest, though, either. So that's fair.
Although, I don't have my own individual tent. You know, COVID regulate. Well, I do, actually.
Well, you do. I was going to say, you've just been telling us about your red 4-man.
I could have brought that. No, I do think I should try and make myself a scout. Or at least attempt to be more scouty than I currently am.
I think that's fair.
So I think, Michael and I chatted earlier about this, a challenge, make Vicky a scout.
Oh yeah.
And I'm putting that challenge all throughout our Chief Executive Jonathan, who's been here since November, and I think we need to make you both a scout. A proper scout who's been going, he's been camping, built a fire.
He's whittled.
Axe chucking. Again,
do a bit
chucking,
of axe chucking.
Chucking. Yeah. Hiked somewhere in the morning, even went up Slieve Donard, something exciting.
I know it's not the uniform that makes a scout.
No,
and
not
we know
at all.
We know you've got the scarf and you've got the shirt.
We know you want
you've
the
got,
badges.
You got the badges.
Yeah,
and we know you really want the badges.
I do want to gain some badges.
Yeah, but I think you know it's about the experiences that makes a scout, and it's you know it's all that there to look back on. Yeah.
I really want to go to a scouting campfire and hear stories and talk to people and just
get involved.
Just gather around a fire and talk.
So when are you organising the next camp? Oh, wait, maybe she needs to get permits and off of that first.
Yeah.
Need to do my training.
Need to do your training. But, you know, there are camps happening out there, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
You know, to look for them.
You know, you think of what I'm thinking.
I am. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that groups out there and around Northern Ireland should be inviting Vicky down to their camps and their activities and their events. Get Vicky involved.
Yeah. Make Vicky a scout. That'll be the new scout slogan. Make Vicky a scout. Her own slogan.
Yeah.
I think that would be good. Yeah, because if people invite me, because...
It's not your job or anything.
No.
To be part of scouting.
Well, no, it is. But I'm just thinking, if I'm trying to identify opportunities, I might miss some really good ones.
Yeah.
And I think you should bring Jonathan along with you.
Yeah.
He should tag along. He's not here to defend himself, so no. I think we should make that executive decision.
Okay. And I think this time next year,
yeah,
we should have a scout off.
Oh, between you and Jonathan?
In the car park, quickest to put up a tent.
Wow, okay.
Quickest to light a fire. Quickest to cook something on a...
You should, you could have like a full competition. We should, groups out there should be able to say, this is what scouting do. So like you say, put up a tent, light a fire, cook something on it. Groups should let us know what they would challenge you to do.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so any group out there, send a challenge, something that every scout should know. Tell me what it is. I will learn it. Invite me to your camp so I can learn from you.
Yeah.
And this time next year, hopefully I will scout not off. Just have the scout shirt and scout scarf, but scout blood.
Whoa, that could get, especially at camps like...
not getting intense, actually.
This axe chucking, right? We're not that serious about that.
No. Not that. Like coursing through my veins. Like scout and proud.
Okay, I think that's fair enough.
I don't know what else to say to that.
Vicky just got very, very emotional and very, really shaking the fist
like
and whatnot.
Just very, yeah, I just want to be a scout. Now I'm working with scouts. I want to learn more and be more and do more.
Oh, I wonder where you've seen that sort of stuff before.
Is that a scout slogan? I thought I made that up.
Learn already.
Is that something Bear says?
There we go.
And of course you bring up Bear.
Okay, right. Let's leave it there. Don't start on Bear.
I won't. Don't worry.
I'm a poet and I did not know it.
I will agree to disagree on that, but okay. But thank you very much for joining us and listening to our first podcast, folks. If you listen to it in the morning, on a walk, afternoon, evening, just if you're out doing whatever, thank you for joining us and we'll hopefully see you again soon.